الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وقال تبارك وتعالى قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله العظيم الذين دي برادرز لذريد فضل الله تبارك وتعالى that we are experiencing another beautiful day of Jumu'ah, Sayyidul Ayyam, the leader and the chief and the master of all the days of the year, of the week, the day of Jumu'ah. The day in which, and in reality, the mazmoon, the topic, subject matter, which we are going to speak about, as we learned from Honorable Sheikh and Ustaz, Zama Abdul Hamid Sahib, Zama Rakatu, Yallah Ta'ala Grant Hazrat, Afiyat, Sihat, Salamat, and Qabooliyat, Hazrat Fazl, Uli Fazl, Rahmani, wa Sheikh Ki Barkat. Warna hamara kuch nahi. We won't have anything, we don't know anything. I'm bilkul sikh tar hai, we are only learning the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is the fazl of Rahmani, the fazl of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that a'mal which was khas to the people of Madinatul Munawwara, to read the rood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right to the rood of Mubarak. And the rood and salam was conveyed directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was khas specific for those people only of Madinatul Munawwara. The day of Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened this amal of Durood Sharif upon the entire ummah. Wherever you be in the world today on the day of Jumu'ah, and you read salawat ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then without any intermediary, your Durood is being directly to the Radha Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as much as we can, to read salawat ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we make this contact. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to grant us the ma'rifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to recognize the rights of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And we make dua, as we learn from Honorable Shaykh, Ya Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah, the love for every sunnah, accept my health, wealth and time for the khidmat of sunnah in the world. That Ya Allah, we want to know every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he ate, how he drank, how he walked, how he looked, how he worked in the hearts of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, when he came to the effort of da'wah tabligh, the effort of tazkiyah, the effort of ta'aleem. We don't know all the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you want to love every sunnah. And you make our life fida of every sunnah. To make amal upon every sunnah, to love every sunnah, to live by the sunnah, to die by the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This should be our life, our desire, our tamanna. When you read in kitabs, that these are the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but when we see the love of the ashiq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam making amal upon it, then the love hits the heart. This is how you make amal upon the sunnah. So for kitabullah, we need the rijadullah. For the kitab of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we need the men of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So show us how to make amal upon the sunnah, how to adopt it, what fervor, what love. And the simple, but then to big sunnahs, using the miswak, the importance they give to the miswak, the importance they give to nawafil, to the sunnahs. So it's the whole syllabus that we have to learn. This is all part of our tazkiyah. We purify our hearts, our amal, our ilm, and all what we should be doing in our lives done only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this purpose, alhamdulillah, we have gathered together. Many more brothers will come also, some listening over the receivers. And the entire effort is how for us to purify our lives. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights in Quran Sharif that indeed successful are those. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ أَفْلَحَ This word is all encompassing. Allama Raghib Isfahani rahimullah says that in أَفْلَحَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encompassed every type of success. Right now the whole world is running behind success. You want kamyabi, success. You want a sweet life, you want a blissful life, you want a good life, you want to enjoy our life. And every person, the thing he loves the most is his life. More than anything else in the world, I love my life, I want to live my life. Student of Deen also, I want to live my life, make the best of it, the best of it. It should be in the khidmat of Deen. So how to make our lives connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart has to be cleared out. The whole effort of this jalsa, Islahi jalsa, the programs, is how we can realize that I have a heart that has to be cleaned out, purified before I reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah tayyibun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. Allah loves only those things that are pure. So I have to purify myself. Yes, whether I will reach the darja of kamal, perfection, purification completely. As-sa'yu minna wal ijabatu min Allah. We will make the effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant purification. For this purpose we have come, that how my heart can be purified. And all those avenues that lead to my heart also, how can I purify those limbs of mine? Very beautifully, our honorable Shaykh says also, that we listen to so many bayans. And now we think, where do I start from? Start from dhikr, wazaif, nawafil. There's so many things for me to do. Where do I start from? So very simple, Hazrat says, that what has become the blockage in your life, in your heart, between you and the ma'rifat of Allah, work on that blockage. Work on that blockage, whether it's my eyes, that has become polluted, contaminated. I work on my eyes. Whether it's my tongue, my language. Language is incorrect. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِيهِ مِنْهَا وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي عَرْثِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the person who intends the harvest of the dunya, we give him a little of it. In akhirah, there's nothing for him. He really wants the fruit and harvest of this world. And those that want the harvest of akhirah, then we increase them. Mufassirin explained that how do I know which harvest that I want? Whether I want dunya or I want akhirah? They say, see and check when it comes to us sitting with our families and friends. What am I talking about? That is my barometer, that is a thermometer, that is the gauge. Sitting within the home, and the father and mother are speaking, the children are there, and the only fikr is better, you have to get a degree, you have to move on in life, you have to buy a car, you have to get married, you've got to settle down, and you have to do this. There's no talk of qabr and akhirat. Sometimes amongst us ulama also, talking the same thing. Where I'll do khidmat, where is the better pay, better salary, more perks, medical aid, and all these things, the talk will come. That's harth al-dunya. Allah Ta'ala says, you want the harvest of dunya, you'll get a little of it. In akhirah, there's nothing left for you. Harth al-akhirah, we talk about akhirah. When the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purify my heart, my limbs, my eyes. So I can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nazid lahu fi harthi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will increase that person, will increase him in his harvest. Will give him more. So how we can tune our hearts for the ma'rifat of Allah, to purify our hearts, to purify our eyes. Right now we find that all these channels that lead to the heart, the focal point is the heart, but there are channels, there are streams, there are rivers that are feeding the heart. How to purify these entrance points, these rivulets, these streams that come into the heart, that are bringing all the napaki impurities into my heart. How to clean these avenues? And today we find, whether old, whether young, whether female, whether male, the biggest problem right now is the badnazri, is the eyes. Whatever we are importing is going into the heart. And when it goes into the heart, then the body comes into movement. So how for a person to purify his eyes? Then the tongue will come right, the ears will come right, the limbs will move in the correct direction. So when it comes to our eyes, that's one of the first steps to purify my heart right now. For my heart to become correct, to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that person who's purified himself, aflaha, he's gained success already. Every type of success, whether it be spiritual success, whether it be his amal, whether it be his tazkiyah, whether it be emotionally, intelligence, every type of success is found in tazkiyah, a purification of the soul and the heart. Not the heart that we find within our ribs. That the heart, the spiritual heart, that has been connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for a person to understand that within me I have a nafs also. The person who recognizes he has a nafs within him. As I am speaking right now, and the listeners are listening. One is the person externally, outwardly that is listening. And one is the person within. One is the Yusuf that is speaking. And one is the Yusuf within. The one inside, as we learn from our seniors, that is the thief. And who you're doing it for? What's the whisper within the heart? That is the nafs. To recognize there's someone within me also that is taking me away from purifying my life, my heart, recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has become now the rider, I become the conveyance. How to take back the steering wheel? To make my tazkiyah, to understand the nafs now has been controlling me. And I have to become a friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to take control of my life by the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we know when he comes driving a car, nobody learns on his own. He has to go for his learners. He has to go to the driving school to teach him how to drive the vehicle. His father will give him tuition also. The same way to drive this body toward the direction of Jannah and the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have these beautiful gatherings. We have the doctors of the heart. We have our doctor, our surgeon of the heart. Where we come to the ICU. I see you and you see me. I come to see you and you see me. What medication I need right now. And the amount of talab and desire I will have. When you are in that room, madrasa, we don't qasas al-nabiyin. And there is mentioned also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a system. Allah will welcome to every person and warn him about the akhirat. Allah has a system of anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. They will be sent and they will connect the makhluk to the creator. They will come and remind the people. There's an avenue. Allah ta'ala has made. When it comes to salah, Allah has a system. Allah will not come down himself and tell every single person, come for salah. Allah has made a system. The mu'adhin will call out on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that come for salah, hayya ala salah. Allah has avenues how the system of Allah ta'ala works. In the same way, وَيَهَدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah gives hidayat, Allah opens the heart of that person who has inabat. Who wants his purification to be made, Allah sees the desire of the heart. How much desire do I have in my heart right now for my own purification? Allah ta'ala has a system. What is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These majalis. Where I want to be there, not selected majalis. I want to be there for every program. I want to listen to every program. Allah sees the desire. We show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our desire. Ya Allah, I want change in my life. That is why I have come. I also desire. When my ears open, I become hearken, all body become all ears. I'm listening, taking it into my heart. Allah sees the desire of the heart. Allah opens the heart. These are the avenues, these are the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba ikram will say, كُنَّا جُلُوسًا عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. You were sitting in a majlis of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Majlis was taking place. You were learning the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So coming back, my dear brothers, there's so many bayans we listen to. What is the problem in my life? What is the blockage right now? And most of us, by and large is the eyes. There's no control of the eyes. That specifically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the command to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say and command the believers. Who are the believers? Those that believe in the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe in your risalat, in your messengerhood. They believe you are the final Nabi, that you have come with the final Sharia. Say to those believers, يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, that they should lower the gazes. مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ مِنْ تَبِعِضِيَّةِ. Not all the gazes, just few gazes. What is haram to look at, don't look at it. You can look at your parents, reward of Hajj. Look at the wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the couple of muhabbat and love. Allah's rahmat will descend upon them. Look at the children with love and muhabbat. Show them shafaqat. So some gazes, what is halal gazes? What is halal? To look by all means. And some gazes don't look at the haram. So give them the command that they should lower the gazes. This is by lowering the gazes, they will remain pure and clean. Their health will remain good. They will enjoy physical health and spiritual health. Allah has connected the two. Person controls his eyes, he will enjoy good health also, physical health. His mind also will be fresh. His body will be fresh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him spiritually also. Got ruhani taqat, ruhani strength. That the body can't keep out the amal that he wants to do. The body say I can, but the heart is saying you can. Because the eyes remain clean and pure, the heart now receive only pure and clean thoughts. What is important is pure and clean. Physically is in good health, spiritually in good health. And then in that also, we are thought that in looking after the eye for those that are married, then you fulfilling the haqq of your wife also. She'll also be happy. Person is sitting next to his wife and look at the haram, and she has to notice what he's looking at, how upset she will get. She might give him one slap. How dare you look at somebody else? We can imagine from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you look at the haram on the cell phone right now, the wife will get upset, parents will catch you, they'll get upset. They take the cell phone away, put off the Wi-Fi, take the internet away. Allah is looking, Allah's camera is upon our camera. We are in Darul Imtihan, we're already in the Imtihan room, examination room. And Allah is looking. How upset Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get. So how we can control the eyes? Get the strength of the heart where we can control the eyes when it comes to looking away. Then Allah has given us natural shutters. We just shut the eyes. We don't look at haram. Allah made it very easy. There's no button on the ankle, on the knee. I've got to press a button to close my eyes. It's just the intention of the mind and the heart. Where the muhabbat of Allah comes in the heart. Ya Allah, how can I abuse this ni'mat of yours? Once Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah was in UK and they were traveling. A few brothers mentioned to Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, a certain place we like to take you to show you the underground train. But they didn't tell him the environment will be very, very kharab and bihaya, immodest. Hazrat went and after he called everyone and he told them that never again take me to a place like this. So much of immodesty. But together with that, the qudrat of Allah, from one drop of sperm, Allah made insan, made his brain. With that brain, how he made this railway line underground. And just for us to understand, and the lesson, when they returned to the place of accommodation, it was time for meals. The Hazrat mentioned to them that we cannot partake of the ni'mat of Allah unless we make tawbah from the masiyat of Allah. How can we eat the food of Allah after we broke His command? The whole jamaat, two rakah salat of tawbah first. Before we partake of the meals. We cannot eat the ni'mat of Allah after we broke the command of Allah. How to purify the eyes? The eyes remains clean. For the masturah, the human folk also. وَقُلْ لِمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Say to the females also that believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also lower your gazes. Look at your husband with shafqat, muhabbat, shafqat, love to the parents, to the children. But a person, when the nafs is not purified, then how the nafs will play tricks? How the nafs will cheat? That a person feels it then from Allah wala. The person who protects his eyes, Allah ta'ala grants him taqwa. And then we are taught that the person who has taqwa, we find a muttaqi person, how he adores his wife. Because she is a ni'mat of Allah for him. It's Allah's ni'mat to me. doesn't look at haram around him. So he enjoys with his wife. She's a ni'mat of Allah. He adores her. He loves her. Because he's protecting his eyes. So how we can become conscious, of eyes, especially in this zamana. Open the phone, there's so much of haram. Leave the madrasa, there's haram. Everywhere we go right now, it's calling towards haram. Once this becomes purified, and when this is not purified, Allah says in the Quranic ayats, وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah is completely informed of what you do. يَصْنَعُونَ from سَنَعَ يَصْنَعُ. سَنَعَ يَصْنَعُ in Arabic language means to design something, to produce something, to manufacture something, We get مَصْنَع means a factory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you're designing with your eyes right now. What designs you're taking, what you're designing in your mind. Allah knows what you're manufacturing, what you're producing right now. The different designs you're looking at, what's coming within, your heart. Allah knows what's happening, within the heart. Allah is all aware. And how you are polluting your heart right now to the extent. The dead polluting of the heart should not become a barrier, hindrance. It's a blockage for the kalima, the time of mawt. Just that one nazar, which is poisonous. A person came into his heart, and then to the nafsul tayyib. I'm all aware of what you are looking at right now, what you are producing. But sometimes, whether he's traveling somewhere, your hostess will come, and then he'll call for her, and he's angry, the tea was cold, ice cold, me cold tea, and he's shouting at her, telling her bad words. Somebody will tell him, why are you talking to her like that? He says, I'm deterring my nafs. So she doesn't come again to me. So does it come? So sometimes in anger, the nafs to pay tricks also. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, effectively, you are washing your pakhana with peshap. You're washing your stool with urine. That your eyes, which is supposed to be keeping pure and clean, you say, I'm looking at her, but I'm shouting at her also. Showing her my anger. So she doesn't come near me again. He said, that too is haram. Sometimes with rahmat also. That Ben, how long are you working here? How's the pay? Can I help you do something for you? Sanat of shafqat also on Allah's makhluq. He said, that too is haram. But all these designs that are coming into the heart. And some people's hearts are very sensitive. Very attentive. Especially those that from youth already exposed to haram, involving haram relationships, going to school, and the heart has been affected already. So the heart is very sensitive. We see some, in the old days we had scales, where we used to weigh things. Some scales were very sensitive, you get electronic scales also. Just blow on it and it'll show you half a milligram or half a gram. Some people's hearts are just as sensitive also. Heart already wounded in the love of dunya, in the love of the makhluk, in the love of some woman or some girl. Heart is wounded. He didn't give it a chance to heal. The skin hasn't grown onto that wound. It has a cut. Just touch it again and now it will ooze out blood. The heart hasn't been healed as yet. He's still on the internet. He's going on the Facebook looking for the old pictures. The school and the class of so and so here. I wonder what everybody is doing in the class right now. And then the wound hasn't healed as yet. He's still thinking of the old days. Now his heart is very sensitive. Hasn't made Islam, hasn't made tazkiyah. And then the wound that will be inflicted on that wounded heart, sometime 10 inches, 10 centimeters deep is going to go in, there. Sometime 5 inches, sometime half an inch. Sometimes 30 centimeters, going so deep into the heart, it's going back 30 years. And there's no ilaj. There's no remedy. He hasn't gone to a sheikh, to a spiritual doctor, to rectify the heart. So Allah Ta'ala says, I know, خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْتَعُونَ خَبِيرٌ بِإِجَالَةِ النَّظَرِ. Allah is all aware of إِجَالَةِ النَّظَرِ. جَالَ يَجُولُ مِنْ سُوَنْدَ أَرَوْنَ To roam. إِجَالَ, Allah Ta'ala knows the roving gaze, the roaming gaze. Allah knows where you're looking. With the left, with the right, with the back, with the front. Lights off alone in the room. Allah Ta'ala is all aware of إِجَالَةِ النَّظَرِ. How you look? How are you looking? And then Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say sometimes, how are you looking? Also Allah knows the design of your look. Allah Ta'ala knows the design you're taking in and what you're manufacturing in your heart. Allah Ta'ala knows the design of your eyes. How are you looking? Sometimes you're looking with big eyes, you're ogling away. And the mouth is wide open also. Don't realize to what you're looking at, the people are looking at you. Sometimes with one eye open he's looking. So the wife on this side can't see. So khushuli, one eye is looking at right hand side. Sometimes half eyes open also. He's looking at half eyes. Sometimes in the night time he's got his dark Ray-Bans on, dark glasses, then too he's looking. Allah knows even those designs I know. How you looking, which way you looking, what face you making. Completely aware. But when it comes to talking to parents, and talking to friends and talking to the wife, where to those haram relationships and haram women, they're very sweet. But when it comes to the family and children, then the bitterness, the sourness, intolerance. Can't manage at home. They're always on my back, they're eating my head. Then I can't talk sweetly. Out of the house, I can talk to everyone sweetly. And the core problem of this is the eyes. Why does it look attractive anymore? Parents are becoming a burden to me. Children are a burden to me. Then Hazrat says that in the house, we don't know how to talk. They keep a tape recorder next to you, and keep a mirror next to you. Record how you're giving the nasihat also. And also see in the mirror how you're talking. Now there's no smile, now your design is different. Because the design over here in the house doesn't look nice. The design outside looks nice. The design out of the madrasa looks nice. So the whole appetite has become spoilt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all informed bijalatin nadar. Wallah khabirum bisti'amali sha'iril jawarih wal a'ba. Allah is khabirum. باستعمال سائر الأعضاء. Allah is all aware of how the limbs are being used right now. How you using your limbs? How using the limbs? Allah, in the limbs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely aware. Just looking at haram only, person is importing this into his heart. Just because of the eyes. Then the ears go into motion. Now to hear her voice. I wonder how she sounds. So, now he wants to listen. Then the hands want to move also. I wonder how she will feel. Then the ذائقة, also the taste. I wonder how it will be when I'm close to her. Then شامة, when it comes to the scent also, I wonder how the scent. Just because of the eyes, all the limbs of the body become polluted. And so polluted, Sakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, person becomes so polluted that even his heart is even more dirtier than the overall of a mechanic also. There's so much of grease on his clothing. But even dark ink also, that doesn't make a difference, it's stained. Now, Now there's no more sweetness in dhikr. No more sweetness sitting, no more sweetness sitting with the Allah Ta'ala's. No more sweetness in reading, no more sweetness in reading, Qala Allah, Qala Rasul. The cell phone is at the bottom. No more sweetness sitting in the bayan or fan also, the cell phone will come out. Sweetness is in this. Doesn't feel anything. Man tarakaha mimma khafati. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said the person will abandon this ijalatun nazar. Isti'amalul jawarih. He will abandon it. Mimma khafati out of fear for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Tabarak wa ta'ala. Abdaltuhu imanan. Yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi. Allah said, I will change that. He didn't look. He didn't import it into his heart. Allah said, I will change it into halawata imani. Sweetness of iman. What is sweetness of iman? We all want the sweet life. I want to have a sweet life, a good life. What is the sweetness of iman? Subhanallah. How Mashaykh explained this. Beautiful intricacies, intricacies of life and the heart and the mind. The sweetness of iman, iman, a person will find, goes into sajda. I don't want to come out. I don't want to stop. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Isn't looking at the watch anymore. I'm just enjoying this sajda right now. As if I'm making sajda the Roda Mubarak. I'm making sajda on the Mataf right now. How Hazrat Wala tells us how beautifully when you read in Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just picture yourself under the Roda Mubarak. When you're making dua, picture yourself under the Baitullah. And now make your dua and call unto Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So a person protects his eyes. So he finds the sweetness of iman in his sajda, in his ibadat, in his Quran tilawat. When he opens Quran Sharif, I don't want to close it. Sit. Half minute left for azan. I want to talk to Allah. That half a minute, like how you find a youngster also comes in the masjid, already iqama is going, but the cell phone is still typing his last message. Just have to send that last message quickly. He's on the plane also, he's taken off already. Before the signal is lost, he's still typing away. The message will go through. And the friends of Allah have tasted the sweet. It's the sweetness that they taste in the heart and the tongue. When they open Quran Sharif, Subhanallah, I'm talking to my Allah right now. The creator of all the beauties in the world. What a magnificent conversation this is with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So when Salah will start, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All praise to my Rabb. The sweetness that will go through, a person's heart. Just because he took care of his eyes. Sweetness in the dhikr of Allah. When he says the name of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, you'll feel that azama. You feel that closeness when he takes the name of Allah. The sweetness of iman that goes close to the heart. Allah says, I will abdaltuhu. He left it out. Man tarakaha mimma khafati at of fear, he left it out. Whether for that day he left it out one time also. Or the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, say, I will give him the halawat imani. I will give him a taste of it. Sometimes we feel, maybe after years, Allah will give it to me. Allah gives us now, and then some guests. The sweetness of iman will come into the heart. Sometime Ramadan, sometime Hajj, sometime Umrah, sometime i'tikaf. And we feel something's happening within my heart, and I want to enjoy it all the time. The main ingredient, look after the eyes. Look after the eyes, and every day will be muhabbat to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah said, I will change it. In your salah, in your sajda, in your dhikr, Quran tilawat. with their wife, with their wife, with their family, with my kitabs, and I open kitabs. While Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Rahimullah, Amir Rahimullah, Amir Thani would say, the maqsad of ilm kya hai? Tajweed-e-Iman. Tajweed-e-Iman, Iman, Iman. Hazrat kya matlab? He says the purpose of studying ilm is to renew a person's Iman in Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And bring fiqh, hidayah right now. And the naqli dalil is coming, aqli dalil is coming. The kitab is the author of the kitab discussing different masail in the kitab. And he says, I just think, Ya Allah, how they brought these arguments? This masala, how he pulled out this masala from this ayah, from this hadith. Ya Allah, what a brain you gave fuqaha, the muhaddithin. He said, the sweetness of Allah's muhabbat will come in the heart. Iman will become renewed. One masla, one tafsir, one shara, one commentary of the hadith sharif is amazing, mind-blowing. Otherwise, ilm will become khushk also, just dry. When the period is going to finish, already break time. Ustaz taking five more minutes. Another 10 more minutes. But when the sweetness will come, and he's sitting in the majlis of the Shaykh, sitting in the class, I don't want this to come to an end. It wasn't come to an end. I'm just enjoying it. Hazrat says, when he heard the Adhan also, Ya Allah, your name has been taken on the loudspeaker. Even the kafir has to listen to your name, Ya Allah. Even he has to hear it. The enjoyment that comes in the heart. This is the sweetness of Iman. Allah is all aware, khabirum isti'amali sa'iril a'ba. Allah khabirum mitahariki al-a'ba. Allah knows how your limbs are moving. Allah knows how your limbs are moving. Allah knew first how the eyes are roaming around. The roving eye. And then how a person wants to smell what he saw. Then you say, hear her voice also. Then he wants to touch. Then the taste also comes into his mouth. I wonder how she will taste also. Then بِتَحْرِيكِ الْأَعْبَى بِتَحْرِيكِ الْجَارِهِ. Now the limbs are to move. The limbs are to move towards her. Towards that haram. Now the planning and the plotting. The mind is moving. The heart is moving. When I will get the time of night again to pollute my eyes and my heart. So the limbs will go into action. Write a letter, write a SMS, send a WhatsApp, update my different apps on the phone. So now the whole body is in movement, running away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Far from tazkiyah, from purifying myself and my heart. Then what is worse? As you mentioned, some people's hearts are very sensitive. Like the scale, you just blow on it, it shows you some weight. The heart is very sensitive. Like I had one old fling in school at that time. I was looking online. I wonder how she looks now. Whether things have changed. Whether the geography of the body has changed or not. The Hazrat would say that when you see the rubble, and such a big amount of rubble is there, that's indication that the building was very big. Now he's looking at rubble, she's gone old now. At one time the building was very big. Sometimes you could pay more to look at rubble also. Now he's paying with his heart. He's giving his iman up right now. Doesn't realize I'm tainting my iman. And my heart has become very sensitive. The wound is there. Now I should be more cautious ever than before. My heart like a piece of wood. Put a thorn in there, put a nail in there, doesn't feel anything. It's a strong heart. So how to take care of this heart. This is why we have come. That to understand Allah is all aware of the condition of my heart. Ya Allah, recondition my heart. Overhaul, give me an overhaul. Give me a new heart. والله خبير بتحريك الجوارح والله خبير بما يقصدون بذلك الله is خبير بما يقصدون what you intend with all of this what's your intention of looking right now you're importing all this haram putting all this haram what you will export also haram you will export also haram the intention is zina of the eyes now the eyes is taking place then the ears wants to make zina then the tongue then the limbs then he's looking for that avenue to get to that place of zina sitting behind the desk sitting in the masjid but the qasd and the intention of the heart is in the wrong direction right now so how we can purify just the eyes that has become my blockage that has become the blockage of my heart and today unfortunately my dear brothers now all these things have become so to say even the kabair has become sagair all last shay ask myself also making tawbah istighfar when I raise my hands and I say Allah forgive me the reality is in my mind my nafs is saying what guna have you really done nothing serious in your life just a sarasari dua cursory istighfar I'm making because even the kabair with the environment and our photography no problem videoing no problem intermingling no problem so to say now do it these chapters anymore in kitabs so we take them out from kitabs inna lillah we can't take this it's nusus mansus alay but the ummah out there is no problem but the intermingling videoing photography the kabair major sins for which there are warnings sounded in the hadith in Quran Sharif that even those kabair have become sagair or nothing So I'm making dua also before we hear the old people when we grow up the old ladies in the family and something wrong happened you say tawbah and they would read their lips or they read their cheeks tawbah how did that happen I'm afraid of the qabr what's going to happen to the grave when we go there what's going to happen now we don't hear anymore nobody think tawbah now we say take a selfie And that time they worried, when we go in the qabr, what's going to happen? Now the talk is, when we go to holiday, what are we going to do? We have to go there. Nobody talk about qabr anymore. Before you will say to somebody in the family, one young hafizab, the old dadi ma nani ma, hold your kurta qiyamud day. Hafizab's kurta has become short now. Weekend is no kurta. No more kabair. No more tawbah. No more istighfar. Abuse of my eye, of my ears. There's no more feeling in the heart. It become like a piece of wood. Die wood. Don't feel anything. That is why more than ever before, my dear brothers, we have dear brothers. We have to go sit by the friends of Allah whose hearts are alive. With the sweetness of Iman. With the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We're just sitting with them. خَالِتُوهُمْ لِتَكُونُوا مِثْلَهُمْ Al-Ma'dusi rahimullah says, تَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ Stay with those who are صادقين. Who are the صادقين? They are those, إِنَّ مُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ They are the real believers. They believe in Allah, تبارك وتعالى. Every command of Allah. In every Quranic ayat, Full iman upon it. Allah's hukam is like this. We'll give up our life for it. Billahi wa rasulihi. And every teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have full iman, full yaqeen. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا Then they have no doubt whatsoever. Myself as a talib ilm sitting in class, Ustaz is telling me, yeh cheez haram hai. دیکھو یہ منصوص دیکھو یہ منصوص علی ہے This is haram not permissible Here's the nas قطعی الدلالة قطعی الثبوت But I know the Mukhalif Qawl, I know the other view which I saw on the YouTube. I believe that one. I believe that Qawl is more attractive to me. And most of the tahqiq and research is not to do instead of doing. Don't have to read the four rakats before Isha. Don't have to do this. Don't have to do that. Don't have to do it. So they have full iman in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ثم لم يرتابوا. What we receive from our elders, لم يرتابوا. Who are the elders? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Coming down with unbroken chain. لم يرتابوا. No doubt. Whether I heard from here, I heard from here, I heard from here, I heard from there, I heard, heard it from my asatiza, heard it from my sheikh, lam yar, I have no doubt whatsoever. And to fortify this, وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ, and give full effort in the path of Allah, path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their wealth. As Hazrat says, when it comes to wealth, for the believer, his hand is in his pocket all the time. He's just giving out and giving out. Subhanallah, the lessons we learn from Hazrat Wala, that the highest level of spending in the path of Allah is the spending of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi of Allah would borrow, he didn't have, he would borrow someone else and he would service the loan. Today somebody comes to me, can you help me out? Sorry, I don't have anything right now. What does it mean? I don't have cash, but I've got the assets. But you can make one phone call, you have the contacts, you can arrange. That was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He would take the loan to lend others. Highest level. Our mashayikh, how they are just giving and they are spending. Whether it's a life in the path of Allah. That even when they can't move, the hearts are crying, Ya Allah, if only we can move, if only we can move. The ummah is thirsty, we need to move 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 in the path of Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. These are the صادقون. They have real iman and true iman. With these mashayikh and these ulama, they have a track record of so many years moving in the path of Allah. Unbroken. They have brought us to the level of our ilm, our knowledge, our iman. For us to have trust in them, that these are our doctors. كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. These are the صَادِقِينَ and صَادِقُونَ. لَخَالِتُوهُمْ لِتَكُونُوا مِثْلَهُمْ. That continue visiting, staying with them until we become like them. Then when we will make tawbah. Then we open Quran Sharif. Then you take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They see the sweetness of iman. Then naturally the cell phone will go away. The badnazi will go away. Evil glances will go away. I'm afraid to lose this halawati imani. And then when this halawati imani, إِذَا دَخَلَتْ حَلَاوَةُ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قَلْبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ لَا تَدْخُلُوا أَبَدًا. Mulali Qali Rahmatullah Ali says, when Allah will give the person the sweetness of iman, then he's running with the first stuff. Then he wants Takbir-e-Ula. The enjoyment he gets, I got my Takbir-e-Ula, I got my first Ula, I got my first. Is everything to me in the world to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with muhabbat and love to stand before my Allah. And when I'm going to sajda, to say to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm coming happily. Ya Allah, I'm happy to put my head down before you. Shouldn't be a time comes in my life that I have to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the road of sabr. Ya Allah, I'm coming on the road of shukr right now. And I'm happy to put my head down before you. Wa ana abduk, Ya Allah, I'm your slave. This is sweetness of iman. Then when I will read my salah, and I will make my tawbah istighfar, then the tears will flow in muhabbat of Allah. This is what we call dard-e-dil. That the heart begins to ache and pain for Allah. Ya Allah, I want to be close to you. How can I be close to you? Then a person's love for Nabi alayhi salam will increase. Then how we find our mashayikh, how they spoke to Allah, in the love of Allah. The ash'ar they would write in the love of Allah. Then when he went to the Roman Mubarak also, then the love with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Rasulullah, if I could, if it was possible, Ya Rasulullah, I would massage your head. I will rub your feet. I will surumai to your eyes. Allah تلاقي بس وزحات. He will sit with our Sheikh. He will learn the love of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام. The love of Allah تبارك وتعالى. The heart become pure and clean. The eyes become pure and clean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, inspire us to take maximum benefit. Even the silence is a door for all the fitnas closing down right now. Just sitting in a company, we can imagine what will happen to our hearts. We open our hearts and we come and we sit. These beautiful gatherings. This is a silence. This is a presence right now. This is a deterrent of so many fitnas in the world right now. So Allah Ta'ala, give us the ability and tawfiq to open our hearts, to connect our hearts, to connect to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. For this, Allah خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَقْصِدُونَ بِذَٰلِكَ Allah Ta'ala knows the maqsad of all what you want to do. To change our maqsad. Yalla, our maqsad now is changed from all the haram of the eyes and entertainment and the eyes and the heart going everywhere else to be focused. Yalla, I want that halawat imani. And Allah is prepared to give it. Allah is prepared to give it who the takers, who's there. And very simply, what we say, give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a space. Give Allah the gap. Give Allah a gap in our life to come into our life. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and that gap is all the apps we have on the phone, all the blockages for these few days or forever, clear it out. Give Allah the space, give Allah the gap. Allah come into my life, come into my heart, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to become.